God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the life of a believer, the act of partaking in the Lord's Supper is not merely a ritualistic observance. It is a profound moment, a moment of communion, interaction with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a moment filled with layers of meaning and significance. Just as the Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. The Lord's Supper invites us into a testing of the spirits, a discernment of the truth, with a deep communion and interaction with Christ's victory. So as we approach the Lord's table, we come face to face with Christ's body and blood through the bread and wine. These elements remind us not only of Christ's sacrificial death, but also Christ's triumphant victory over sin, death, and the devil. In this sacred communion, we're not merely recalling historical events, but we are actively participating in the victory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We commune with our victorious Savior, who has conquered all forces of evil, including false teachers, who would deny Christ's physical presence with the bread and wine. This physical presence of Christ with the bread and wine we call the mystical union, as we are reminded that Christ is in us and we are in Christ. And so something really special is happening when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. This communion, or mystical union, echoes the truth in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. John wrote, Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Here, believers are assured that the one that is within them, the one that they are receiving in the Lord's Supper, is greater than any opposing force in the world. However, we might not experience that resounding shout of triumph and victory, because as we approach the Lord's table, we humbly acknowledge our weaknesses and sins, recognizing our desperate need for Christ's strength and Christ's victory. Partaking of the body and blood of Christ through the bread and wine is not a mere act of consumption. It is a confession of our dependence on Christ. In our weakness, we find strength in his sacrificial love and the nourishment of his presence, his body, his blood. Paul reminds us of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Jesus said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul's response, Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When we approach the Lord's Supper, we examine ourselves for our weaknesses, which then allows the victory of Christ Jesus to strengthen us. And this is why, then, Paul needs to remind us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 30 through 32, to discern, that is, you could say, to test the body of Christ, and to realize this mystical union that Christ is in us we are in Christ, that Christ is really present in, with, and under the bread and wine. This is extremely well connected in our epistle reading, as we heard from John, as John told us already to test the spirits. And notice what he says in the next verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. In the flesh. Yes, it's a reference to the virgin birth, and it is also a reference to the Lord's Supper. For Paul's call to discern the body in the Lord's Supper resonates with this theme of discernment and testing of the spirits in 1 John chapter 4. So we are urged not to accept every teaching or spirit blindly, but to discern Christ. Is he physically present with you? The very true body and blood of Christ in this sacred meal, which we receive for the forgiveness of sins. As we partake together in the Lord's Supper, we also unite together in our confession and faith and participation in Christ's body and blood. And this unity transcends divisions and differences, echoing the love and the fellowship. Gathering around the table, we demonstrate our love for one another and our shared bond in Christ Jesus. The communal aspect of the Lord's Supper is a means of strengthening the faith of the entire congregation and fostering unity among believers. As we leave the Lord's Supper, we carry with us the assurance of Christ's victory and the strength received through communion with him. This empowers us to live out the truths of 1 John chapter 4 in our daily lives, equipped with discerning and being fortified by Christ's presence. We can now discern the truth from falsehood, stand firm in the faith, and overcome the many challenges of the world around us. Consider, just as the disciples were emboldened after the Lord's Supper, remember, after the Lord's Supper, they had to endure watching the trial and crucifixion of Jesus. They had to live in fear of their own lives and future. We also are strengthened to be bold witnesses for Christ in our world, living out Christ's victory in our lives. As 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 reminds us, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So the Lord's Supper is intimately connected to this theme of testing the spirits, inviting us into a special communion with Christ's victory. Strength in our weaknesses, discernment of his presence in our lives, unity with fellow believers, and empowered living as faithful disciples. Through this sacred sacrament, we not only remember, but actively participate in the triumph of our Savior, who defeats sin, death, and the devil. And in doing so, we find nourishment for our souls and continual guidance, being assured that Christ is with us always to the end of the age. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.